In the next 2 or 3 days, the balance of this handful of men contacted me, encouraged me, and told me how they were trying to live this program of recovery and the fun they were having doing it. Then, and then only, after a thorough indoctrination by 8 or 9 individuals, was I allowed to attend my first meeting. This first meeting was held in the living room of a home and was led by Bill D., the first man that Bill W. and Dr. Bob had worked with successfully. The meeting consisted of perhaps 8 or 9 alcoholics and 7 or 8 wives. It was different from the meetings now held. The big AA book had not been written, and there was no literature except various religious pamphlets. The program was carried on entirely by word of mouth. The meeting lasted an hour and closed with the Lord's Prayer. After it was closed, we all retired to the kitchen and had coffee and donuts and more discussion until the small hours of the morning. I was terribly impressed by this meeting and the quality of happiness these men displayed despite their lack of material means. In this small group during the Depression, there was no one who was not hard up. I stayed in Akron 2 or 3 weeks on my initial trip, trying to absorb as much of the program and philosophy as possible. I spent a great deal of time with Dr. Bob whenever he had the time to spare, and in the homes of 2 or 3 other people trying to see how the family lived the program. Every evening, we would meet at the home of one of the members and have coffee and donuts and spend a social evening. The day before I was due to go back to Chicago,